Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Second hour here on Friday morning. And there's some news that came out last night that I'm still digging into a little bit. And we'll have something up later at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But if you remember, a few months ago, we reported that although Big Lots was closing a bunch of stores, the Fairhaven store was not going to be closing. Originally, it had been reported, or there was some confusing reporting from a Boston station that said that it might have been closing, or that people were coming away thinking it was going to be closing. But the actual news was that it was just one, well, what they were actually trying to say in those reports is that it was just a Massachusetts, you know, Fairhaven was a location for Big Lots, but people misread that as it being one that was closing. So now it doesn't matter because now they're all closing. As the company is looking to try to be sold, they're trying to restructure their debt. And so they're basically liquidating the assets. And as part of that, you get to have, I guess, deeply discounted big sales on what items they do have in the stores. And maybe they save the chain and it makes a comeback in some fashion, but probably not. Those things never really work out that way. So, and I don't go to Big Lots a lot, but I've gone to it, especially Halloween time. They had some pretty interesting stuff. And after Halloween time, getting it all on clearance, they're one of the few stores that actually does those deep discounts on items after the season, instead of putting them away, like we were complaining about the other day. They actually do put stuff out at 75, 80, 90% off. I actually went in there not that long ago and got some stuff at 90% off. They had these, look kind of like Ouija board type tablecloths. And they were, I think they were like 40 cents each. And so I bought 10 of them. I bought all the ones that they had left and put them in the trunk of my car because I can use those at conventions and events and everything like that. So why not buy what they had? And then I bought a skull candy dish for like 50 cents. And they had this ceramic sugar skull that they were selling that was $50. And so I got it for $5. And because I'm going to be expanding my office over here, I was like, well, there's the first new decoration to put in my expanded office, which I don't know when we're getting to that. But when we do, I'll put up some photos. Speaking of photos, I put up a photo last night on my social media about something I was very proud of. I actually bowled my first 500 series last night, which is a big accomplishment for me. I don't know if I ever did that when I was younger. I don't think so. But even then, it wouldn't have counted because that was just me and my friends going bowling. It wasn't like I was in a league. But I used to be pretty decent at bowling back then, and that because we used to go all the time. We would go to Bowler's Country Club over here in Fairhaven, which is now Stop and Shop. We would go to Alley Cat Lanes in Kingston. I never went to Wonder Bowl when I was younger. I didn't even know it was there. But the since I started in the league, I haven't had a 500 series. But last night, for some reason, I was doing better than I usually do, and I had a shot at it. And my last game, I needed 178 from that game. And I came out of the gate with a 9 in the first frame and said, well, I'm probably not going to get it. But then I bowled 2 strikes. Then I bowled a 9. So I was like, all right, it's probably not going to happen. Then I threw a turkey. 3 strikes in a row. Some Christmas turkey. And I was like, all right, maybe I got a shot at this. And then I went up and my next frame was a 5. And all I said to my brother, well, that's it. There it goes. And he's like, well, you know what? You're not mathematically out of it. You just got to, you know, you're going to have to throw strikes. And I was like, yeah. So we started doing the math. And I got up on the next one and he goes, you need at least a spare here. And so I threw a 4 for the first ball. I was like, yeah, not happening. But then I ended up picking up the spare. And so we're sitting down going into the 10th frame and he goes, okay, you just need a strike on the first one and then a 10 with the next 2 balls. So if you can pull that off, you'll get it. He's like, actually, you can get away with getting a 9 on the next 2, but you got to get a strike first. And I got up there and threw a strike. And then a 7, and I said, okay, there's 3 pins there. I just got to get 2 of them. I got to be able to at least hit 2 of them. And I was able to get all 3. So I bowled a 501. So I was pretty proud of myself. And this is just after my brother had bowled his best game last week. His best game ever, which was, I think, a 219. Which, again, we're not great. We're in the bottom of the league. But we do it just for fun. And it was funny because I said to him, I was like, maybe I should stay home every week then, because last week we had our company party, so I didn't bowl. I was like, maybe I should stay out every week and then you'll bowl 200s every week. But I guess it's a good thing I went last night because I had my best night overall. So now my next milestone is I got to get that 200. And next week I'll probably bowl an 80, an 85, and a 87. If there's one thing we're consistent at, it's being inconsistent. But anyway, just wanted to humble brag there for a minute and pretty proud of myself that I got it. We weren't going to win. We had 150 pin advantage on this team every game and we still lost and lost significantly in each of those games. One of the guys almost threw a perfect game against us in the third game. So yeah, what are you going to do? Well, I know what we're going to do. We're going to collect about $80 a piece at the end of the season because we're just not that good. Also, one other thing I want to point out to you. If you are a follower of WBSM's Facebook page or Instagram page, you heard me talking yesterday about how we cleaned out the storage unit, like 30 years of stuff in the storage unit. And Ace Junk Removal did a fantastic job. But they also filmed a video with Fun 107's Gazelle and I actually taking out our frustrations. As you know, we're prone to have some technical issues here sometimes. Some of it's gremlins in the system. Some of it is my own fault. In fact, the other day when we went off the air for 2 hours, that was me. That was my fault. I put the wrong command in the computer. Didn't realize it, and then still couldn't figure out how to put the right command in to fix it, but finally figured it out. Now, lesson learned. But I've pretty much had it with technology for 2024. Coming out of that Mercury retrograde period that ended on the 15th, I was pretty fed up. So A said, well, instead of just taking out all this equipment and throwing it away, why don't you come smash some of it up? And Alex over there at Ace made a fantastic video of Gazelle and I doing just that. What they call, and if you want to have one of these yourself, they can absolutely set it up. So don't feel like, you know, you're watching this and saying, oh, I have to live vicariously through these guys. You can actually set this up for yourself. They will come and book for you a decompression session, and you can smash some stuff too. But check out the WBSM Facebook story and Instagram story, and we'll put it up as a reel if it's not already. I was at the bowling alley, so I don't know if it loaded up. The internet isn't great in there. But you can also see it on the Ace Junk Removal Facebook page and Instagram page. It's really funny. They did a great job putting it all together. My favorite part is when Gazelle is using a bullwhip to take out some of the equipment. So they put this arsenal of weapons that we could use. Axes, sledgehammers, some kind of like ninja throwing knife. There was all kinds of fun stuff there. And then a bullwhip. And Gazelle said, do you want to use the whip? I think he knows I'm a huge Indiana Jones fan. And I was like, no, I've used a whip before. It didn't work out well. I whipped myself in the face. So if you want to do it as a much taller person with much more clearance to be able to whip that whip around, you take it. And they got the shot of him whipping the monitor and knocking it off. It took him a few tries, but he got there. So check out the video. It's a lot of fun. And check out Ace Junk Removal if you need to have a clean out done. 508-996-0500. That is my number here. The weekend is upon us. There will not be a spooky South Coast this week. In fact, we'll be back sometime in January. I have to get together with Steph and Moniz and figure out what works for them. Moniz has got a bunch of stuff going on. Of course, Stephanie is she's already a mom, but she's also a new mom. She just had a little baby girl a few months ago. So, you know, and she's still out there working, doing her events and her psychic events and all that kind of stuff and mediumship events. And so, you know, we got to figure out the schedule, but we'll be back at some point in January with some new episodes. But we do have that new episode that we did last week available for you on the Spooky South Coast podcast. And I'm going to work on getting those podcasts up on WBSM.com and the WBSM app so that we can have them on that platform as well. But they're not on there now because we've had that podcast long before WBSM was doing podcasting. But maybe it's time to just bring it over there. And then I was talking about the story in the last hour that WCVB has about a woman who ordered a patio set from Wayfair on Black Friday at 70% off. And then Wayfair sent her an email saying that they weren't going to fill that order. And it's because they had it in stock. They just changed the price and didn't want to give it to her for $280. They wanted her to pay $1,200. So have you had an experience like that, whether it be with Wayfair, whether it be with another online retailer, or even a brick and mortar retailer, where you thought that you were going to pay one price for it and they pulled that rug out from under you and said, no. Like, that's not the price. No. I think that's one of the most underhanded things that you can do is get somebody excited about something that they're paying. And, you know, it's another thing if you do, and this bothers me, but I get it. It's my own fault for falling for it. You know, you do the free trial of something or the discounted, or you just pay the shipping. Like you do one of those things and they're signing you up for a repeated order of something, a subscription to something, and you forget or don't realize that you're supposed to cancel, and then you get hit with that monthly charge. So I did that something. I purchased something as a free trial. I just had to pay the shipping, which was like, I don't know, $3 or something. Paid that, got the product, liked it, but said, meh, I mean, I don't think it's something I'm going to do all the time, want all the time. And then I forgot to cancel it. And then I got hit with a $65 monthly order that I still haven't gone and canceled. And I'll probably forget. And then I'll end up, and this is, it's a, like a face wash thing. So I'll probably end up using it every day. And then that will hopefully remind me that I'm supposed to cancel it. But I don't know, maybe I'll like it, but I'll certainly downsize my order. $65 for stuff to put on my face. Everybody always tells me, oh, Tim, you've got great skin. Why do I need to spend $65 on stuff? I wash my face already. But I wanted to get this stuff that's supposed to take the dark circles out from under your eyes because I just can't get rid of those. And I look like a zombie. And people always comment, are you getting enough sleep? And it wasn't until I went to my sleep doctor and he looked at me and said, are you getting enough sleep? Because you look like you're tired. And I was like, I get the most sleep I've ever gotten. Like, I'm fine. But it's because of the way that I look. I have big puffy bags under my eyes. You don't always see it because I wear glasses, but when I take them off, you say, oh, you're all right. So I said, well, let me get some of this stuff and see if it helps. And I don't know if it does, but now I'm into it for another month at least. So remember, when they say, don't forget to cancel. And what I do is, so when I sign up for a free trial of something, say it's like a free trial of a streaming service. I want to watch one movie that a streaming service has, but I don't think I'm going to keep the streaming service. What I do is I sign up, watch the movie, and then immediately go and cancel so that I don't forget. I sign up and then I immediately cancel. Now, the downside to that is if I decide that I did want to watch other stuff on it, sometimes the cancellation ends the free trial period immediately. But for the most part, they honor the time that they said. So if it's a 7-day free trial, I'll get the 7 days. But what they're counting on is more people than not will forget to cancel and then at least get another month out of them. And that's why you'll see people, you'll see services that will offer, you know, when they're trying to hit the bottom line or whatever, they'll offer that free week's trial or free month's trial because they're hoping to get a whole bunch of people to sign up at that point in time and then get at least squeeze another month out of them. And too often I've done that. Too often I've ended up giving them more than I planned. So there's apps that you can actually download on your phone that will manage all of that stuff for you. That will manage your subscriptions, manage your free trials. And if you're like me and you're prone to forgetting, I would get yourself one of those. Because it can be, and some of them, you know, you hear commercials for them here on WBSM sometimes. Some of them will actually gather them all together and you can cancel them right through that particular app instead of having to go to the website or the service or whatever. So keep that in mind if you're like me and you're absent-minded and you've paid for more subscriptions than you've ever actually wanted because you would just get lazy about it or just don't try it at all. Then you don't fall into that trap. 508-996-0500. Be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. It is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A government shutdown not out of the picture. Amazon workers on strike. And it's a bird. It's a plane. It's a familiar face back on the big screen.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The House is rejecting the latest spending bill that would avert a government shutdown. In a Thursday evening vote, almost 40 Republicans voted against the 116-page proposal, which was supported by President-elect Trump. Democrats voted mostly along party lines, opposing the bill that included disaster relief money and funding for farmers. Luigi Mangione is now facing federal charges that, upon conviction, could trigger the death penalty. The 26-year-old, accused of assassinating UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson on December 4th, is now federally charged with murder, stalking, and a firearms offense. That's in addition to 11 New York State charges, including murder with a terrorism enhancement. Amazon workers are on strike. The Teamsters Union says it's the largest strike against Amazon in U.S. history. Picket lines are up at Amazon facilities in New York City, Atlanta, San Francisco, the Chicago area, and three locations in Southern California. The FAA is temporarily banning drones over several parts of New Jersey, citing special security reasons. Unidentified drone sightings have been rampant over the Garden State in recent weeks, causing concern among many residents. While the federal government has said they found no threat to national security, the FAA's ban lasts through January 17th. The Christmas rush at the airport began on Thursday. TSA spokesman Patty Mancha says they predict that holiday travel will exceed what was seen during Thanksgiving, which set records. She says that some of the top brass will work the security lanes alongside the rank and file to get travelers safely on their way. U.S. population growing at the fastest rate since 2001. That's according to new Census Bureau data. The nation's population grew by nearly 1% and surpassed 340 million people. This comes after a two-decade slump and is now toward more historical norms. The Census Bureau attributes the rise to international migration. And DC Studios is out with the first trailer for next summer's Superman film. The footage gives fans a first look at iconic characters such as the Man of Steel, Crypto the Superdog, the Green Lantern, and Hawkgirl. Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and Lex Luthor are all seen in the trailer as well. Superman will fly into theaters on July 11th.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics and the Bulls in Chicago on Saturday, Bruins and the Buffalo Sabres Saturday at TD Garden in Boston, and the New England Patriots host the Buffalo Bills at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough on Sunday. You can tune into the game here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A chilly day out there today and cloudy as well. Temperatures in the 30s pretty much all day long. Afternoon rain moving in and potentially a little snow later, making for tricky driving in the evening. Although we're just going to get a coating of that snow, if anything. On Saturday, partly cloudy, a high of 33. On Sunday, more sun, but will be even cooler, colder. 24 degrees is your high on Sunday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
Decide to go into Potting Bench Floors and Gifts in Fairhaven, located in the CVS Plaza, to look for some holiday decorations or to find a special gift for someone. Do not kiss Santa Claus. There's Santa Claus all over Potting Bench Floors and Gifts. I saw a really cool, kind of like a tin Santa with all of the different articulated joints. I was thinking about, you know, if I was going to have any holiday decorations, I don't have any, but if I was going to have any, that'd be one that I'd want to put up. And I did think about getting it just to put on my desk here at WBSM, but don't actually kiss the Santa Clauses that are in the potting bench, but definitely take one home. Then you can kiss it all you want. Then it's yours. But they have really great decorations over there. And I'm somebody who is not, you know, I don't get very festive about things, but as I was walking around, I said, I'd put that up. I would definitely put that up. I would love to have that tree. And if you haven't gotten a Christmas tree yet and you need to have one for the holiday, well, let's face it. You don't want to spend the time now to decorate it, trim the tree, all that kind of. You can get one already fully decorated. Beautifully decorated boxwood trees, each with a different theme that would look perfect in your entryway. Actually, you could just put it wherever you want to have a tree. You want to have a tree in your bedroom? You want to have a tree in the dining room? You could have these trees anywhere because they're that well decorated, that classy looking. They would fit into any room. They also have holiday poinsettias, holiday wreaths, centerpieces, live plants, silk arrangements, and you can choose fresh flowers from their cooler. If you're like me, if you want to have the kind of plant that you know you're not going to kill, they even have some cacti as well. So many show-stopping options to choose from. All ready to go home with you that day or to be wrapped up as a gift for somebody special. If you need to find something for someone, you will definitely find it at Potting Bench Florists and Gifts. And if you're not sure what to get, well, Danielle and her team can talk you through all of that. They have extended weekend hours, and they're even going to be open on Christmas Eve. So you're going to be able to get that last minute thing that you need for sure. Check out Potting Bench Floors and Gifts, 2 Sarah's Way, that's inside the CVS Plaza in Fairhaven. My number here, 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and join the discussion, we've been talking about a number of different things this morning. I was talking about that story about Wayfair offering one price on an item for Black Friday. Woman ordered it, gets told, sorry, we don't have it, but goes to the website and finds that they actually do have it. They're just charging a lot more money for it. It was originally $900. She was getting it, she thought, at 70% off, so $280. And then they ended up putting it back on the website at $1,200. So just absolutely crazy. But I guess it's all legal. It's not right, but it's all legal. We also have the case, and you've been hearing Phil talk about it in the news, and you can read about it at WBSM and on the WBSM app. But a New Bedford man arrested in a 2005 cold case murder. We can talk about the potential ban of TikTok. I certainly don't use TikTok as much as other people do. And it probably won't affect my life any if it goes away. But there are people who make their living off TikTok. Influencers who that's how they reach their audience. One of them is from right here on the South Coast, Michaela Noguera, who is known for her makeup TikTok videos and has become, you know, an influencer, what they call an influencer, former WBSM intern. And I remember when she was sitting at the desk in my office telling me, you know, I'd really like to do makeup for a living someday. And I said, what do you mean? Like become like a Hollywood makeup artist? No, just the makeup that I do, but get paid for doing it. I'm like, that's not a job. And here she is making millions. She knew what she was talking about. And, it, you know, a little bit of strategy, a little bit of luck, she made it work. And she has enough social media following that she'll be okay. But I think without TikTok's her primary platform. That's how she got so much recognition, was by putting up these videos in 2020 of her doing makeup and talking in that accent, which... Anyway, so that's what got her attention. And so now, if that goes away, I'm sure that'll affect her and affect others who utilize it as a way to promote their businesses. There's a coffee shop that I follow just because the people that work at it are funny. And that's how they got themselves known, was by putting up videos of the employees at the coffee shop, like kind of standing around saying, like, when is somebody going to come here and get a coffee? Now they're busy all the time because people know them through TikTok. So that's going to be a very interesting story to follow along. Because now they are, TikTok is actually going to go before the Supreme Court in January, ahead of this January 19th ban, for the Supreme Court to hear arguments as to whether or not this law that would ban TikTok is a violation of the First Amendment. And that's going to have big ramifications for all social media platforms, because right now Facebook, say, just using them as an example, but Facebook could take down one of your posts because they want to. They could restrict you from posting because they want to. It's all under their terms of service. You agree to it all when you sign up for it. It is not a place where you are guaranteed free speech. It doesn't work that way. You agree to utilize the platform based on their rules. You have to follow their rules to play in their sandbox. But if TikTok can successfully argue that it's a violation of the First Amendment to keep them from being able to operate, well, then the question becomes, well, if it's a First Amendment right for people to be able to post TikTok videos, then isn't it a First Amendment right for them to be able to post what they want on Facebook or Twitter? And I know, you know, you can call in and tell me all you want that Elon Musk bought Twitter so that it could be this bastion of free speech. It's not. It's a bastion of pushing Elon Musk's agenda. It's a dumpster fire. And I hope it dies a painful death and that he loses all kinds of money on it because he ruined it. It wasn't that great anymore to begin with, but he's made it worse. But now we have to see where this goes because it could have an effect. Somebody could put up, you know, Nazi imagery on their Facebook page and you won't have the option of reporting it. Somebody could put spam on the WBSM page under our stories, which happens, and we try to combat it as best we can, but, you know, these are just bots that the minute you go and delete one, five more comments pop up. You know what I'm talking about. Every time there's a tragic accident or something that goes wrong, they have the sad video footage, and they put the link under it, and we try to delete them all, but they just post them too fast. But now I'm not going to be able to report those anymore and delete them because they'll be considered free speech. Like that's the can of worms that could be opened up. But at the same time, I also think that TikTok should be able to continue operations. That we shouldn't be standing in the way of allowing people the freedom to choose to download it if they want. You've given them the warning. You've told them what could happen, that their data could be compromised, that their identity could be collected by the Chinese government. You've given them those warnings. And in fact, I would be for the Apple Store and the Google Play Store and all of these to have a requirement that if somebody did go to download the app, there's a disclaimer before they hit download that tells them that. And then once they open the app for the first time, there's a disclaimer built in that warns them. I would even say if you want to have that disclaimer every single time you open the app, hopefully you'd have the ability to turn that off, but then it's still people's choice if they want to use it or not. Because I hate to tell you this, if you're worried about TikTok getting your personal data and giving it to the Chinese government, there's thousands of other apps that are doing the exact same thing. And they might not be giving it to the Chinese government. They might be giving it to people that have even more nefarious plans with it. But anyway, we'll see where that goes in January. And then there's also a story, bit of good news, that today Baja's Cat Cafe has been able to reopen. They're serving coffee, tea, and pastries, breakfast sandwiches, but they don't have the cats yet. If you remember, the owner, Amanda Souza Vieira, had to surrender 18 cats. She was able to keep the two that she owns and return two others to Forever Paws, but she had been taking in rescue cats herself, and she was not a licensed shelter. But now she is working on getting the proper licensing and starting it as an actual shelter in addition to being a cat, you know, a cafe. But the cafe itself is planning on being open until 2 p.m. today, but they don't know anything about the cats at this time. One of the things that I'm not sure of, and I didn't see this in any of the stories or on TV, but can she bring her own cats in? Or do you have to actually be a cat rescue? Because she was allowed to bring in cats that were from Forever Paws, and she was supposedly still able to do that. I don't know why she had to give those other ones back. That part I don't understand. Maybe I should email the RISPCA to find out a little bit more about that, but I don't know. I've been to restaurants before where the owners had their pets in there. They had their cat, they had their dog, and I would say, oh, you can't leave your dog at home? Does your dog really belong in a restaurant? I'm sorry, I know that I'm that guy, and I know that people get upset that I'm that guy, but you don't need your dog in the supermarket. You don't need your dog at the restaurant. You don't need your dog walking around the store. Unless it's a service animal. And an emotional support animal is not a service animal in Massachusetts. If you need an actual emotional support animal for anxiety, I understand. But it also doesn't belong in the supermarket. 508-996-0500 if you want to yell at me. Got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. All right. Well, we are right up against it here with another break to take before the end of the hour. So I've got to get that out of the way. Sorry about that. We'll be back in a few moments. All right. That's going to do it for this hour. Stay tuned. We've got one more hour coming your way. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails.